It's Tuesday, the 27th of March. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. And here's your look at sports. Texas A&M baseball team, fresh off of that three-game road sweep over Pepperdine over the weekend, will host Houston Baptist tonight. 6:35 is the first pitch. Our own Scott Clendenin talked to Rob Childress about HBU.
I know this is a program that was playing at a lower level. They're working their way up to Division I, and what have you seen from them?
Well, I know Jared Moon does a really good job, and you know they've got an older group, guys that played a lot last year, and you know, the record may not indicate how close the games that they've played, you know, over the course of the season thus far. They have yet to start conference. I know they split with Kansas and, you know, played some other teams really close. They didn't play this past weekend. They don't play this weekend coming up. So this is their game of the week. And they played Prairie View last Tuesday, got after them. They play us tonight, and then they don't play again until the next Tuesday. So, you know, we're going to get their number one. We'll get their, you know, number two and three out of the bullpen. So we're going to get their best, and, you know, for sure they're going to get ours.
Aggies will be going with Gandy Stubblefield. He was supposed to have gotten the start last Tuesday night in that rainout against the University of Houston. He's a freshman right-hander for his first start, but you'll see others probably.
Well, we just need him to go out there and give us a good start, whether it's two, three, four, five innings, I don't care. And, you know, we've got a lot of guys that didn't get a chance to throw this past weekend that we need to see out there tonight, so I wouldn't be surprised to see us throw five, six, seven guys out there. And, you know, as long as they throw it over the plate, we're going to have a chance. And, you know, that's what we need from each and every one of the guys that pitch tonight.
Aggies will be playing nine straight games now at home, and they'll host Missouri coming up this weekend. You'll be able to hear the game tonight right here on 1620 WTAW. Our pregame will start at 6:05 from Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. Well, Texas A&M's move to the Southeastern Conference has shown a lot of interest, especially at the ticket booth. A&M officially announced today that they are sold out of season tickets for new buyers. It's the earliest sellout of season tickets in school history. The 2012 season marks the inaugural season of the SEC, of course, for A&M. Kyle Field will play host to a six-game home schedule highlighted by visits from conference foes Florida, Arkansas, LSU, and Missouri. No additional season ticket inventory is available at this time for individuals wanting to purchase new seats. Now, if current season ticket holders do not renew their season tickets, those seats will be offered to 12th Man Foundation members in July. A&M coach Kevin Sumlin opens his first spring drill with his team on Saturday. There are 15 practice sessions and only the scrimmages on April the 14th, April the 20th, and the maroon-white game on April the 28th will be open to the public. Let's take it to basketball. South Carolina has hired Frank Martin to revitalize their basketball program. School trustees approved the six-year contract worth more than $2 million a year on average. The former Kansas State coach will take over a team that finished dead last in the SEC this last season with only 2 wins, 10 wins total for the season. Martin advanced to the NCAA tournament 4 times in 5 years with the Wildcats, reaching the regional finals in 2010. His overall record as a head coach, 117-54, 6-4 in the NCAA tournament. Now, Kansas State Athletic Director John Curry denies that a rift with Frank Martin was the primary reason that he left. Curry said that he tried to offer Martin a chance to restructure his contract several times over the course of the season. That included a last-minute pitch on Monday when Martin called to inform K-State officials that he was accepting the Gamecocks' offer. Curry says the search for a new coach is underway, but he hasn't offered a list of potential candidates or a timetable for the hiring. This is the first time that Curry has hired a major coach since taking over in 2009. Women's basketball, top seeds Baylor and Stanford have reached the Final Four of the NCAA Women's Tournament and will square off Sunday in Denver. Brittany Griner had 23 points, 15 rebounds, and 9 blocks as the Bears knocked off Tennessee 77-58 in what may have been Pat Summitt's final game as a head coach with the Lady Vols. Now, Griner and two other players were ejected from the game late for coming off the bench after a couple of players got into a brief physical exchange after a rebound. None of those players will be suspended for the Final Four. Stanford earned an 81-69 win over Duke. Tonight, the other two teams will punch their ticket to Denver. Maryland, the team that eliminated the Aggies, will meet Notre Dame in Raleigh, and UConn will meet Kentucky at the Kingston, Rhode Island Regional. Griner is a unanimous pick for the Associated Press Women's All-America team. It's the second straight year she's made the select squad. Stanford's Nimkati Akwumake also received first-team votes from all 40 members of the media panel. Elena Del Donne of Delaware, Notre Dame's Skylar Diggins, and Elisa Thomas of Maryland round out the first five. It's the first time since 2006 that no Tennessee or UConn player were on the first team. A big match in boys high school soccer tonight. A&M Consolidated hosts district leader Belton at 8 o'clock. A win for the Tigers would mean a co-championship in this regular season finale. Also tonight, the Consol girls can earn the outright 12-5A title with the win at Belton. The Bryan boys will finish third in district and head to the playoffs after their match tonight with Temple at home. The Bryan girls end their season at Temple. A new college football award named after Nebraska's Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Rogers will be given to the nation's top return specialist, and the first award will be given for this past year's performance, and an Aggie is one of the finalists. The winner for the 2011 award will be selected by Rogers and announced on Thursday. 2011 finalists are Arkansas's Joe Adams, A&M's Dustin Harris, LSU's Tyron Matthew, and North Carolina's TJ Thorpe. The winner and his family will receive the award at an April 12th banquet in Omaha. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton says that he'll decide in the next few days whether to appeal a season-long suspension that the NFL doled out for his part in the Saints' bounty system. Speaking publicly for the first time since he and the team were sanctioned, Payton says that he will talk with mentor Bill Parcells to see if he has any interest in possibly coaching the Saints this season and this season only. Payton says he knows for certain that he'll be back in 2013, if not before. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said yesterday that he might allow Payton to coach if he appeals. Parcells is a Hall of Fame coach. He led the New York Giants to two Super Bowl wins. He hired Payton as an offensive assistant in Dallas in 2003. And finally, female beach volleyball players will have the option of wearing less revealing uniforms at the London Olympics. The International Volleyball Federation says it will allow shorts and sleeve tops at the games, in addition to the bikinis and the bodysuits. It's an attempt by the sports governing body to respect the cultural beliefs of various countries. That's your look at sports, everyone. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbyville.